From newsounds.org, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews currently happening remotely. I'm John Schaefer. Today we go to London to reconnect with pianist Neil Cowley. We've heard a fair amount of Neil's music over the years. There was the acoustic groove jazz of the Neil Cowley Trio. And of course, his recordings with Adele.
Hello, it's me.
And now, a solo album full of the interplay between piano and electronics. The new album by Neil Cowley is called Hall of Mirrors, and it follows hard on the heels of a pair of EPs called Building Blocks that he put out last year. Today, Neil's going to play one piece from each of those three recent releases. Here he is at his home upright piano, also surrounded by an imposing amount of electronic gear. Neil Cowley playing a piece called String Think.
Thank you.
That's called String Think. It's music by Neil Cowley, originally from his album called Building Blocks Part 1, which is now, Neil, a couple of records ago. You have been productive during this pandemic time, it seems.
Well, I don't think I'm alone. I think it's been a choice, isn't it, that many people have had. It's like, do you sort of get busy or do you get depressed? And I think a bit of both kicked in. I find it very hard to be creative when you're depressed. And certainly this has had plenty of that ingredient going into it. But I finished the vast majority of the work that I've recently released just before this hit. So yeah. This has been catch up, really.
So the new LP is called Hall of Mirrors. And we've been playing your music on New Sounds for a very long time. But this is the first time on this new set of releases, the EPs and the LPs, where we hear just you.
Yep.
You know, always before it was the trio or obviously with Adele. Although the sound, you know, what we just heard is not light years away from the trio sound with, you know, the rhythm track and stuff.
Right.
So how big a difference is this really in your kind of music making process?
Well, I think that particular track, String Think, would be one of the transition tracks. And I think that by the time I end up on the LP, I think it becomes more and more lonely in production wise. There is a lonesome me at the end of it, and I think that maybe there was a little tinge of missing Evan on the drums, you know, from the trio days, and wanting to bounce off something like that. It takes a while to kind of accept the new ingredients that you have available to you, and this was a long time coming, this record. I mean, the last trio record was 2016, and then I went off, I got new management, I went off on an exploratory mission, and my new management were very much in the electronic field, and I think I let that colour me a lot. I let that colour my decisions a lot. And so I end up, if you were to see in the room around me here, you'd see a hell of a lot of electronic equipment.
Yes.
You know, I bought everything in order to try and find something. And at the end of it all, when all that was done and all the electronics was explored and I was still not quite sure what I was trying to say, I noticed that there was an 88 key thing sitting in the corner of the room that I'd ignored for quite a while. And I decided I'd go over to the piano and just have a play around on it. And I went, oh, yeah, I just remembered that's what I do. And that's where my voice is. And so that was the journey, really.
Okay. Mm. Now, one of the things about that piece is, you know, as we hear you or people watching the video that you've shot can see your fingers on the keyboards, and it's a very light staccato touch because it's a fast piece. You know, it moves along at a good clip. Mm. When we get to this next piece, which is from the new record, the piece called Prayer, it's a totally different sonic world. I mean, you know, this is on the record, at least. This song is kind of swimming in reverb, which almost demands a slower touch because you have to let the tail ring off on each of the notes.
Very accurate. Yeah, I use a thing called a help and still pickup, which is a pickup microphone, a magnetic pickup microphone that sits along the back of the piano. What I use it for is to plug into a great big selection of guitar pedals.
Yeah.
So that enables me to manufacture that reverb. What the extension after that was, because so much of my inspiration is from film area and movie area, is I ended up buying a huge selection of old 70s TVs, televisions, and putting them on top of my keyboard. And I have the studio I have here, there's a tech department, there's a young lad called Jake. And I just said to him, has anyone ever played TVs with a piano? And he said, not as far as I know. And then I showed him what I had. I had this help and still pickup. I said, I'm just imagining what would happen if you plugged in the aerial of an old TV into at one end and then a jack in the other, a jack plug in the other, would it do anything? And he went, well, I can't see anything on the internet, and I don't think so, and it doesn't make sense. Well, why don't I make a lead? So he made a this huge octopus lead. It was like, at one end it had a jack to my piano pickup, and then the other had 8 RF aerial cables just sitting there, like an alien octopus sort of thing. And we plugged them into the TVs. I played a chord, and they were just those 70s TVs with static and no signal.
Right.
And all the static went da-da, like that, and formed into these waveforms. So I realised that if I play a low note, I get a nice big thick waveform. And if I play a high note, I get a very thin waveform. And all of a sudden, it's like the film composer's revenge. Always, as a composer, the film director says, you're the last piece of the jigsaw. Right. This is the picture. You better work with it, sunshine. My revenge was to create the picture from the piano.
Where can we find these videos?
Well, if you looked up Hall of Mirrors, which is the name of the album, you looked up Hall of Mirrors, Neil Cowley, you'd find it on the usual places, you know.
Okay. We'll have to check that out. But at the moment, we're having fun listening to and watching Neil Cowley at home. And shall we hear this piece?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
All right. Prayer. It's called Prayer. It's on the new record called Hall of Mirrors. Thank you. That's called Prayer, a beautiful, very quiet piece by my guest Neil Cowley. Piano, electronics, there's like a little coda at the end where you think the piece has wrapped up and then it...
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
Well, that was, yeah, that's the joy of playing live is I thought, oh, there's a nice little noise at the end there. I think I'll just extend that a bit. I'm just going to keep going, see what happens. And, yeah, there's always a moment when your shoulders go down.
So Prayer is on the new record, on Hall of Mirrors. And, you know, there's a couple of tracks on Hall of Mirrors that seem to refer to Berlin. I mean, you're based in London, have been for a long time. But there's Berlin Nights, there's Souls of the S-Bahn, which is the surface mass transit there in Berlin.
The trams, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Was Berlin on your mind when making part of this record?
Well, I went to Berlin, to put it simply. I as usual, you know, I was working my socks off here in London and trying to fit these squares, pegs into round holes. And then sometimes the best way to get your head together is to go away. And I had a friend called Greg Freeman, producer engineer in Berlin. And I said, Greg, look, I want to come over. And he said, oh, good. While you're here, we'll book a session at Jazzanova Studios. We'll book a session at Niels Frahm's place. And we'll just use some great pianos in some great spaces. And that was the moment when I sort of really, in truth, is when I reunified with the piano. And I thought, you know, I thought in retrospect, what better place to reunify than in Berlin, where I'd witnessed, I'd witnessed on the TV an entire continent reunifying over a wall. So I just thought, as I was doing it, I thought, what a place to reunify with the piano than in Berlin.
Well, and especially Niels Frahm's Funkhaus studio, which is littered with pianos of every size and sound and description. So
I had a meeting of two cultures, actually, in that very studio, in that... I mean, the engineering there, you know, the quintessential cliche German engineering there is there on full display. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything is teched within an inch of its life. It's so impressive. And yet, in a funny way, we had 2 days there, and on the first day, we were sort of heavily staffed, I suppose. We were being monitored by the engineers there. And the next day, all of a sudden, the main engineer announced that he was going to get married. So he left and left us to it. And then what happened was that two British punks got their hands on some amazing German engineering. And then I felt that the magic happened. And my conclusion at the end of that was, yes, you need incredible engineering, but you also need a bit of anarchy as well to make something that you know, special. So I enjoyed that experience.
So did you do anything for International Piano Day, which Niels Frahm came up with back in 2016? It just happened last week.
He did, and I wrote a little piece as the camera pressed record. I had someone come and video it, you know, on International Piano Day, and I said press record, and I just played something, and that became the piece, and I think it's now going to come out in June. So it was very advantageous, really. And I think Niels Frahm put me on his playlist for the day, and so there was a nice back rubbing going on there all around.
So let's get back to the building block, that set of EPs. Building Blocks Part 2 contains the piece you're going to do next called Don't Walk Alone. Once again, you know, this combination of piano and electronics, kind of a long reverb here, nothing like Prayer, but still, you know, bigger than what we heard on String Think. That becomes part of the architecture of the piece, right? You have melody, harmony, rhythm, but the envelope, to use the fancy term, you know, the way each note sounds.
Yeah.
Also is a driving factor in how the piece will ultimately present itself.
Yeah, I mean, I, Do you know, I think I always wanted to create those envelopes, as you say, throughout my life. I can remember when I was a kid, a tiny, tiny kid, it was just me and my mum living in a small flat in West London, and we had an upright piano that my dad left there, and I remember jamming the sustain pedal down and playing long notes because it gave me comfort. And I've often found that noise gives me comfort. I often say that the nicest place to hide is inside the noise. Mm. And I also remember when my mother used to use the vacuum cleaner, you know, I used to enjoy that white noise. It made me feel safe. So enveloping myself in sound has always been a desire. And I think that now, perhaps more than ever, there's a sort of a certain zeitgeist which enables me to push that to... There's a certain sound that enables me to push that to certain ridiculous levels, and I'm happy to do so.
Well, you know, I'm sure there are people who noticed the squeaky piano bench in Prayer because it is such a silent, you know, such a quiet piece. Yeah. But, you know, that I, you know, in the great John Cage tradition of, you know, all sound is equally interesting or non-interesting.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that sort of thing. You know, noise, where noise ends and music begins is very much a matter of taste.
Well, it is, and that's something that I've noticed I do quite a lot, and it's certainly on the end of the recorded version of Prayer, the last tune we heard, is me scratching my beard, which is something I tend to do out of nerves at the end of a piece, as if to say, I'm done now.
You know? You can clap now.
Yeah, exactly. I have scratched my beard, therefore you can clap. Yeah.
All right. The piece that we'll hear is called Don't Walk Alone. You'll find the original version of this on Neil's EP called Building Blocks Part 2, which came out last year. The new record's called Hall of Mirrors. It's out now, but here's Neil Cowley at home with Don't Walk Alone. Thank you. Don't Walk Alone is the name of that piece from Neil Cowley. Neil, I can't see or hear that title, Don't Walk Alone, without thinking of You'll Never Walk Alone.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm not a Liverpool fan, so.
Okay, yeah. We established that before going on the air, that we were safe with each other with our different London teams that we support.
We're fine. We're absolutely fine. Yeah. I mean, it's an obvious phrase. I mean, you know, it suggests someone don't be on your own, mate, you know.
Well, and especially in this past year, you know, where we've all been walking alone, sort of.
Yes, exactly, and that has been probably the most difficult thing for most people. I don't think it's necessarily natural or healthy to look too far. I mean, I am an introspective person, but I think I could take it to the extreme, and I'd rather not. I'd rather put it into something creative.
Now,
and I'm straight back on it now, funnily enough.
I was just going to ask, you know, what is your post-pandemic plan?
Well, yes, the post-pandemic plan is I want to get the next record made, because I feel like I've got a sort of a modus operandi. And, of course, then there's the added freak zone of when to tour these records that everyone's putting out, and the resultant waiting list for people to get into venues. I mean, who'd have thought that, you know, you've always longed for the audience to be fighting to get into venues, you know, because you're so popular. But this way around, it's the performers who are fighting to get into venues, and the audience are staying away, yeah, because they're not quite sure yet, are they?
So when you do tour with this music, what do you tour with? Do you bring an upright and the keyboards and the little pedals and stuff?
I'll bring all the keyboards and the little pedals. I will rely on the venue to provide me with some kind of piano. And also I'll bring my aforementioned TVs. That's going to be a thing, is I'm going to be bringing my TVs that get played by the piano. So, so that's it's inspiring for me to watch, let alone anyone else, just to see what I can do with a bit of static.
Well, as soon as we're done here, Neil, I'm going to find those videos. I want to see the TV, the static, the snow, as we call it here in the States,
you know,
sort of changing shape as you play notes on the keyboard. Neil Cowley, the album is called Hall of Mirrors. It's out now. It's been a while, Neil. It's great to see you again. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's nice to see you, John, and I do hope I can come and visit you in person sometime soon. It's always a pleasure.
That'll do it for this soundcheck session. My thanks to our tech director, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, our video editor, David McLean, and you for listening in. Watch the videos that Neil has shot of these live performances. They're on our webpage, newsounds.org, and on our YouTube channel. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.